Hello.
Hi, my name is Natasha, returning your call with customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. No, it's still morning, isn't it, Leticia? I had called a couple of about 9 days ago about getting a refund on a charge I did not approve. And I do have that number, that cancellation number, if that would help.
May I
Because
have
I
your
still
zip
don't
code?
see the zip code is 04330.
And your first to last name?
Colleen Mahoney.
Said Colleen.
Yes, Collein Mahoney.
Give me a few more moments while I locate your account.
Sure.
Still here. Would you mind spelling your last name for me?
Sure, it's MAHONEY.
Could the account be under a different name?
The only other name it could be is Daniel, but it's not likely.
Okay, it is under Daniel. Would you mind verifying your address for me?
Yes, it's 68 Garrett Way in Sydney, Maine.
Right, just give me a few moments while the system pulls up your account.
Okay.
Still here, still loading.
How's the weather there?
It's kind of drizzling right now. It's supposed to get bad later.
Is it cold or warm? Are you down south?
Yes, it's cold.
Yeah. Well, I'm up in Maine. We know what cold is.
Okay. Okay, I have the account up. Checking the notes. Okay. And what day did you guys say? About 9 days ago?
It was December 5th.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That would be, yeah. We're in December, yes.
You spoke with two people that day. So why don't you? Okay, I'm just gonna go ahead and fully refund you because I don't see a refund in the notes on the account that you were supposed to be refunded.
Correct. I have the cancellation number. Is that showing up in your notes?
Yeah, I have the number, but well, let me check the other one. Let me see first.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah, I have the cancellation numbers, but with how the system is, you're supposed to notate each account that you get a call for, and I don't see any notes on your account, so I'm just going to go ahead and fully refund you.
Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Now, the amount that I'm looking at is $67.32. Is that what you're seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And will there be an email or something that confirms that refund?
Yes, ma'am. If you don't get one, it's fine. But if you do, it just let you know that you have a refund in process with us.
Okay. All right. And is there any number? Because the last person I spoke to said there would not be any email, and that's why he gave me this reference number.
Well, it really all depends, but your email is in the system, so you should receive one. But like I said, if you don't, that is also fine, because I've had a couple of customers tell me that they received the refund. I mean, the email as soon as I processed the refund, so.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, just give me a few more moments. Let me get this finalized. Okay, so it will take 3 to 5 business days for that to post.
Mm-hmm.
You already have your cancellation number, and the account is, would you like this canceled?
Pardon?
I'm not sure how it, okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little confused, because if they gave you the cancellation number, why was the account not canceled? That's weird, but
mm-hmm.
It's just making me work harder today. Let me go ahead and get it canceled. Okay. It is now fully canceled, so there won't be any mm-hmm. more charges.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Again, should I have any kind of reference number in case something doesn't go through?
I can give you a cancellation number, but it may be the same because it's all on the same account.
All right, let's see what you have versus what I have.
A C as in Charlie, 262-409-036.
That is not the number I have.
Okay.
So if you could just repeat that one time to make sure I copied it correctly.
No problem. C as in Charlie.
Yep.
262-409-036.
036. Perfect. Yeah, that's not even close to the number I had. So I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been
thank you for
very
calling.
Helpful.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer service.